Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. And it is great to have in the studio, as always, the resplendent Caroline Reese. How are you doing?
I'm great to be here, Robert. Thank you so much for having me over again in what might be our last couple visits of the year.
But you have a whole lot of stuff packed in, so let's talk about it. First off, the Twilight Christmas Parade. It's coming up in the 1st of December.
Right, it is the 1st of December. And that's always a big, big popular evening in downtown Maysville. And we're so happy that it has really gotten bigger every year. It seems like more floats, more people, more folks wanting to decorate their truck and come down at the very last, at the end of the day. And we love that. It's total participation, 100%. If you're listening to this and you think, hey, that sounds like a good idea for me, the Christmas parade is Friday at 6:30. You can line the streets and watch it all, or if you do want to participate, decorate something and come and join us down under the train trestle, and it lines up there along East 2nd Street. There are all kinds of volunteers and police to help you find a spot, and we'll wave you through.
Excellent. And as always, you have excellent taste in picking out Grand Marshals. I'm not saying that because we were the Grand Marshal for the 4th of July parade. However,
it is literally the passing of the torch here, I would say, from our Grand Marshals at our 4th of July parade. And we were thrilled to be able to honor our Rotary Club as our Grand Marshals for our Christmas parade. They're celebrating their 100th year. And if any club does a great service to our city, it's our Rotarians.
Charlotte Harris, president of the Rotary Club, great to have you in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about it. First off, what did you think when you got the news?
Well, I was driving and I was very honored. This is our 100th year anniversary in Maysville. Rotary was founded 100 years ago on November 6th, and they've been doing good works all that time. I feel like it's an honor to be the 100th president in such a long line of great people.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations very much to you. Rotary Club does so much, and the fact Maysville Rotarians seem to excel at being really, really good people, like John Hutchings. For example, I mean, he's gone on to Rotary on a national level, and just Maysville, as usual, always a step above when it comes to the quality of what we do.
Well, you can look back through the last 100 years of history and see how important Rotary has been to this community. The flood wall was funded by a group of Rotarians that went to Washington, D.C. to help get funding for the flood wall.
Wow.
Clyde T. Barber and the AA Highway were heavily influenced by Rotary. He was the president of Rotary, Mr. Barber was, at the time that he was working on getting the AA Highway. So the Rotary has many good deeds that they've done in this town. Dr. Denham, you may remember Dr. Denham, some of your listeners certainly will. He was a doctor for a long time, and then he became a politician, and he pushed for vaccines to be required in our state. And Rotary is very active in vaccinating against polio. So I like to say that Rotarians are responsible for things both seen and unseen, because you see the flood wall and you see the AA highway, but you don't see crippled children because they were vaccinated for polio.
That's wonderful. And it amazes me that there are so many things that I did not. I mean, I like to think that I know the history of the area kind of well. And I had no idea that Rotary had such a wide reach in affecting this community.
Yes, we give out almost $10,000 in scholarships to the community college each year. And we raised money to send $7,500 to the flood victims in eastern Kentucky to help rebuild homes this past year. And we've contributed smaller amounts to many things around our local community here, as well as helping with our international fund to end polio. As I'd brought up before, we've been very instrumental in helping wipe out polio worldwide. There's only two countries that it's still endemic, and that's Pakistan and Afghanistan. And there are inroads with the tribal leaders trying to get in to vaccinate those, and I hope to see the end of polio in my lifetime.
And they do not only big works, but if you're in this town and you watch them, they do a lot of legwork as well. Your projects, not that it would be smaller, but you do your planting for a purpose, which is a great thing to do for our elderly or people who can't get out. And then, my gosh, if you really want to see them in action, go down to Oktoberfest. A lot of people might not know that it's really Rotary who the city helps and assists, but it's Rotary that puts that on, and boy, is that a big project.
And the Limestone Cycle Tour.
Right.
And the Two Bridge Run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do a lot of different fundraisers for good causes in our community.
So many places that they touch and improve and make better.
Yes, so again, congratulations this year's Grand Marshal. Make sure to go down and cheer them on as go through the parade. Caroline, what else do you have? You, as usual, said, well, I've got just so much stuff to talk about, so da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right. So Robert can go take his lunch break and breathe a little bit. And
just wake me up when you're done.
Okay, that's right. Now, listen, I do have to go back, though, to the Christmas parade. The one rule we do have, we do ask for everybody to come down and participate, whoever wants to, but no Santa Clauses on your floats or your vehicles or whatever, because as everyone knows, Santa even knows that Maysville is the center of the universe.
Well,
and
yes.
So the Santa comes to Maysville. It's one of his favorite stops, if not the number one. And he's at the end of the parade. And after the parade, Santa will be at the Russell Theater. So you can go visit him, bring the kids, take pictures, whatever you want to do. But because of that, you know, we don't want the little kids to think, wait a minute, you know, why is there more than one Santa in the parade? Because the big guy is the star of the show, other than the Rotarians, and ends it up just like the caboose. So we save the best for last. So don't forget about that. And then there is another twist.
Yes.
As far as all of this goes, for the first time in a long, long, long time, we're actually going to be judging the entries in the parade.
Oh, fun.
There'll be a first, second, and third place trophy to be had and a prize to go with that. And so all you businesses, you know you want that big bowling-sized trophy with Santa Claus on your mantle to show off there at your business. And so there will be a judging component to that this year.
Is it going to actually be a bowling trophy?
It's sitting in my office right now, waiting to go to its winner.
Oh.
Right. Nice. So somebody will get that. Anyway, let me go on. Earlier in the day, there's a Christmas market. You know, Carlson's and D. Werlein there at Kenton, they get together every year and put on like a nice little slice of Germany there, a German Christmas market that will be in Limestone Park between 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And we love partnerships here in town, as you well know. The more
we
all work together, the better we get things done. And the library partnered with the Christmas market, and they are offering entertainment. So the stage will actually be set up, and different groups from all around town, not only here, but Flemingsburg. There are people from the Maysville Players doing a little thing from the Christmas Carol. There's members of the jazz band, members of choirs, soloists, all doing some fantastic Christmas music. And that's right there on Limestone Park from 4 to 9, breaking, of course, for the parade. But the music will start at 4 o'clock.
Excellent. Now, I want to mention something totally depart from this, because, you know, we never just go a straight line from point A
never.
To point B.
It's squirrel.
It's like little Billy from Family Circus trying to go around the neighborhood.
Right.
But a couple of weeks ago, got a text from Jim Finch, and it was an announcement that World Atlas featured Maysville as one of the 8 friendliest towns in Kentucky. Well, Monday of this week, what do I see? Southern Living names Maysville as one of the most charming small towns in Kentucky. It seems like the word is out.
The word is out. You know, it's good people. It's good press. I keep going back to, you know, this is, as I call it, it's like Miss America. This is the year of our reign as the best small town when we were called that by USA Today. And it's because people believe in this town. It's the people here. You know, it's the Rotarians. It's not the twinkle on the parade or the mural, perhaps, or... it's all cumulative, but it all comes down to the people in the town. You know, it's the people that voted and think, yes, we are the best small town. And that word got out, and then it does make people take notice. I do take note, and some offense, with that World Atlas, eighth, friendliest?
One of the eighth.
Yeah, okay. Which means one of the eighth, so they don't rank them.
I like to think we're first.
Well, of course, we're first.
Naturally.
I mean, it's nice to be mentioned, but you don't want to be a runner-up in the friendliest category. We are the friendliest.
Well, you're, by God.
By God, and we like it.
I'll go pick at them to tell them about it, too.
I know. Charlotte's going, I can't believe they give you two airtime.
Yeah, well.
No, it is true. It is one of the friendliest places I've ever been. And I am not from Maysville. And, you know, and that means I wasn't born here. I've only been here 35 years, you know, so I'm not actually from here. But I've always been made to feel incredibly welcome and engaged. There's so much to do for a small town. The theater is a prime example of how many different ways you can engage. There's a dance academy. There's the music department at the high school is unmatched. For a small town, our sports teams speak for themselves. So it's amazing.
It's very well rounded.
For a small town.
You know what? And I'm glad you brought this up. Just yesterday, I wouldn't have thought to say this, but just yesterday, I was in Cincinnati area and looking for, I was at a Joann Fabrics because I had bought a fabric there years ago and crossing my fingers they still had it because I got a big stain, more than y'all need to know. You can edit that, Travis. But anyway, that's why I was at Joann Fabrics. And I said, I came all the way down here because this is where the fabric was. And we don't have, Hobby Lobby's great, but we didn't have that one. Anyway, I said, I'm from Maysville. And the lady says, you're from Maysville? I really like Maysville. That's a great town. I said, well, thank you. Well, you know, what makes you say that? And she says, you know, that's a place you can tell they really take pride in their town. And it shows. And the person used to go to Cave Run Lake, and they would stop through here, and that's why. And I said, well, have you been here since we've had this, and this? I could have woven the fabric and all the things I told them to do in Maysville. But that's great to hear a random person in Cincinnati say that.
Funny thing, I was in Tri-County one time talking to a business person and happened to mention I was from Maysville. And I said, oh, yeah, we love Maysville. We take our motorcycle and come up just every so often to visit because it's such a beautiful town.
Well, I was in contact yesterday with a foreign exchange student that I had through Rotary 7 years ago. She is now in law school in Madrid.
Oh, wow.
She was at a restaurant in Madrid speaking English, and someone came over and said, oh, you speak English very well. Can you help me with something? And it turns out that person was from Maysville, Kentucky. Born in Maysville, met her in Madrid.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is the center of the universe.
Hashtag center of the universe. I always say there's that movie, Kevin Bacon, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or separation. Maysville rarely needs more than three.
Absolutely. Now let's get back on track and talk about historic Christmas in Washington. Everybody says old Washington. I like to say historic Washington. But, of course, I also am not calling U.S. 62 or 6862. It's been 68 since I was a little kid. It's staying that way.
I thought you were saying that as my age. I'm not calling you that. I thought, well, good, because that's not quite me yet. Old or historic, you know, I'll answer to both.
I'm not saying anything about you getting ready to
turn
a number.
Frontier
up. Yeah.
Christmas will be coming up. Anyway, right after the Twilight Christmas Parade, the day after we have Frontier Christmas, and that is always, I think it's the 57th annual, perhaps, and that's always fun to kind of go back in time and have, It's really funny that the two of them together, you know, the Christmas parade is lights, camera, action, twinkles, Vegas, you know, everything we can throw at it. And then you get to pare it down and how Christmas maybe used to be. And that's Frontier Christmas in Old Washington. That's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And kind of continuing on throughout the month, the Jingle Jog will start downtown at Limestone Park. That's on the next weekend, which is December 9th. Those hard workers at that FCCLA, one more thing. They are such a great group.
Oh,
they will
wow.
be your Rotarians of the future. Oh, yeah. They will be the ones that keep the communities going.
Yes.
And this is just one more thing that they are doing and organizing. Also, in the mix of that weekend, Charlotte already talked about our great Washington Opera House and the Maysville Players. They are digging into A Christmas Carol. So that hasn't been done down at the theater in years and years and years. And it is a Christmas classic for a reason. So an adaptation of A Christmas Carol will be done at the Washington Opera House. That's December 7th, 8th, and 9th, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. And then December 10th at 2 p.m., a matinee.
And it hasn't been done since
Ebenezer, I think.
Since Ebenezer in 1979, 1980.
I believe you with the years. I know it's the show, but.
World premiere musical, Ebenezer. Bill Murns and Rosemary Novellino came in, and we got to do the world premiere for it. The music was beautiful.
Wow.
The acting, I thought, was very, very good. And
you were in it, weren't you? Well, just happened to say. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and
it was good. No, it was good.
And your dad was a great Jacob Marley.
Right. He was Jacob Marley in all the makeup and the chains and whatever. And you know what? That show, as I say, premiered here in Maysville. Maysville native Bill Murns and his wife, Rosie, wrote the music, and then a friend of theirs wrote the book. And it has gone on year after year after year. Somebody in these United States, a local theater, gets a hold of it, and they want to produce it because it's still that good. I think not too very long ago, John Davidson did it in Atlantic City, you know, for Christmas or so. And then not too long ago, this is really right before COVID, maybe the Christmas before COVID, because they were here, they did it in Shelbyville, Kentucky. And so it was great to visit that as a Main Street director. We went to that Main Street, and we're walking down their theater, and there's a poster for Ebenezer. And I'm like, I know those people. So it was a great thrill. And it like I say, Christmas Carol, if it's got anything, the book is there. It's always in the book. And you put some beautiful music to it like Billy and Rosie did. And, you know, you got a hit.
And one of the songs in the performance was just so nice. It was a wonderful love song and ended up being a favorite for a lot of people for weddings.
I didn't even know that. That's a great tidbit.
Yeah, for the first time?
For the first time, yeah. I remember that song. You know, we would sing it for you, but A, it's a 20-minute, half-hour show, and B, we want to they want to retain their listeners, so no singing. But anyway, hats off to them. Again, Maysvillians did that, center of the universe. We'll move on.
Exactly.
Speaking of beautiful music, the Limestone Chorale will have their Christmas concert on December 17th at the First Presbyterian Church at 3 p.m. I'm going to backtrack the day before that because it's always a big weekend. White Christmas. Who's not dreaming of that at the Russell Theater?
Yeah.
So that will be at the Russell on the 16th. And then all during the month, we have nativity scenes from near and far there at the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center. And they're just beautiful. It's kind of like the miniatures in that you can see them year after year after year and still spot something that you didn't see the previous year.
Oh, absolutely. And the exhibit is constantly changing. The world's largest private collection of miniatures.
If you haven't seen them, this is a great time. Because
perfect for the family.
They're beautiful any time of year, but they're all decorated now. I mean, I always say the prettiest Christmas trees in town are about 12 inches tall. Kay goes around and puts the wreaths and the holly and the ivy and the trees, and it's just a winter Christmas wonderland down there. So a beautiful spot at any time, but this is a particularly great time to do it.
Yes. And something else to mention about a whole lot of these events and activities, no charge.
None of these that I know, well, that the city does anyway, are any charge. There's a ticket price, very reasonable for, you know, Christmas Carol.
Maysvilleplayers.net.
Players got to eat. But anyway, other than that, yes, any of this, you know, and of course the nativity scenes, that's general admission, that you could go all over the campus of the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center. So you're absolutely right. All of this is free, open to the public. It's our gift to our town.
That's true. And we'll be talking about this further down the road, but the Players also are going to have a large New Year's Eve bash at the Opera Theater. And if you want to find out more information or go ahead and reserve your tickets, MaysvillePlayers.net or call 564-3666.
They pulled out some stops, so they must have some left, but their Halloween party was really fun. And to see all those decorations that were donated by Patty North.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure there'll be a lot. It'll be a great way to ring in your new year.
So if you want to know more, you can always give Caroline a call. Here's her personal cell phone number.
Funny, we seem to be having technical difficulties.
Nah, but seriously, just visit cityofmaysvilleky.gov.
Or visit MaysvilleKY.
Or visit MaysvilleKY.
Yes, right. And our Facebook pages, Caitlin Bailey, my cohort in tourism, does a great job. And her Facebook page is Visit Maysville. And mine is Maysville Main Street. And we do try to keep people up, also Instagram, on the things as best we can to let you know that there's a lot to do in your town. And it's a great platform to be able to thank people like the Rotarians.
Definitely. Charlotte, thank you very much for being in the studio with us today. And congratulations again for being the Grand Marshal for
thank
the
you.
Christmas Parade.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
And Caroline, as always, a delight. I cannot wait to see you again, whether it's in this year or whether it's in the new year, as you...
We'll give our listeners, you know, we'll let their ears rest a little bit, and we'll come back in the new year. But happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody at WFTM, and thank you so much for another year of terrific support.
Thank you for being with us today. Everyone have a wonderful Thursday. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.